Hello, good day to you, darling. How are you doing today? So, hope you're doing very well over there. You know, today is going to be actually strictly on parenting. And if you're a parent and you really want to know how to maneuver, how you can be able to take care of your teens, especially females, you're welcome to this podcast. This podcast is generally open for you as a parent. Okay, so today we are going to be looking at this aspect. What are the best parental care approaches for female teens? All right, so if this is your first time, I want you to click on the follow button to become a sharp follower here. I tell people sharp follower because you are responsive. You respond to the question thrown in the room, and also you share the link to other people to learn from, like other parents, so they can learn from this podcast also, and thank you later. And also you also click on the notification button to get notified for any updates. And these are the sharp followers, and I know you are a sharp follower and you do a search right now. So thank you for joining Mom Siba Daily Talks. Thank you. So today I was scanning through my page on Mom Siba Talks on Quora, and I received some questions, and some people asked some questions like what are the best parental approach for female teens especially. And actually this person has been looking for this answer for some time. Actually, I've not really been visiting Quora for some time, but I think for now I've started doing that, and I had to really take out time to look through that question. And while people has not been answering that question, maybe no time or I don't know, but I'm gonna be giving reasons based on, because here on this podcast I talk specifically based on experiences I've had personally, and the experiences I've had from my sessions, one-on-one counseling sessions online, and from people around, okay, stories people have shared with me. So I try to sort some things out of all those kind of questions and relationship and experiences, and make out something from them, take them, jot them down in case anyone should have such problem. At least there could be a solution I could prefer from the experiences I have heard. So today I'm gonna be having that privilege to talk more about this. So every parent in the house, this is very important for you, and especially if you are a single aspiring to be a parent tomorrow, and this is also a right place for you to be. And if you're a guardian, a tutor, or a teacher in school, this is very important for you to know, because there are different mechanisms that people ought to take when, you know, approaching different genders. All right, like we know we have two genders. Actually, there are different kind of approaches you take. The measures most time you take for gender A is actually different and from the one you take for gender B, because they are all built differently. And I know that guys, most actually boys, when they are growing, they behave quite differently from how the girls actually behave. I'm a mom, and I have seen different attributes among these genders, and I can boldly tell you that there is great there are great margin lines between these two genders. So, and as such, we have to see some important things that we have to be doing when we are approaching in our sense of parenting care, how we attend to our teens, especially females. Today I'm going to be talking on this. So okay, so this is it. The best parental care and approaches for female teens actually involves a lot of a thing all together. It's not just, I'm not going to just be spelling out one particular thing for you, but I'm going to be telling you instances that I had, especially with my first daughter, and it was not easy at all. And of recent, I had some issues in our school that I had to go resolve, and I'm going to be telling you the approach I took to settle such an issue and how I was able to make her understand why I'm acting that way. So, okay, this is it. Now, first point, I'm going to be telling you that the first successful attribute, approach that you should take as a parent is a transparent communication. Now, as a parent, most parents are not open enough in their conversation with their teens, and this is not very good. You definitely, teens have passed through the stage of being a kid, and now they're approaching adolescent stages or are already in the adolescent stage, and you know, they are supposed to have some, you know, understanding by now. And as such, there are ways for you to pass things out to them. You don't have to be kind of untransparent, or permit me to use that kind of a word, when you are expressing yourself to your teen. Now, the gender of a female children are very, very, you know, soft, kind of. And when you are passing things to them, most times you have to kind of be soft and also rigid at some point. I'm not trying to say that all female teens are soft in nature. There are some who are sassy, there are some who are very rigid, there are some who act as a boy, kind of, you know, all those kind of a thing. But actually, close to 78% of female, or 60% of female, are actually soft in nature, kind of. So they're known for that particular kind of a nature. And when I mean you being transferring your communication with your teen, I mean creating a safe and a non-judgmental environment where your teen feels uncomfortable discussing some certain issues with you, especially issues that she's faulted at, okay, issues that she had issues, she know that she's at fault, okay, where your teen will feel uncomfortable to share her thoughts, her plight, her feelings, and her concerns over some certain issues with you. I see some parents before their kids have to voice out themselves, especially when they are really faulty at what they've done. They just tell them, kneel down and start to spank them all over and start to slap them all over, and tell them, shush, don't talk, you don't have to say anything, just keep quiet, be muted, and beat the hell out of them. I'm telling you, this approach most times is not it. This will only make your teen female to feel more restrictive. This can make your teen to feel kind of she push you away from you, and that is not how it ought to be. And as a parent, you have to be transparent in communication. You have to, most time when you are being open communicating with your kids, you should understand communication is a two-way thing. No matter how many or how old that person is, no matter the class of that person, you should understand that if you were communicating, if the communication is in process, and for that communication to be properly addressed as a communication, it has to be a two-way thing. All right, so that's it. So number two is active listening. Now, most parents do not practice active listening, and active listening most times is very, very good for all your teen, and especially female folks. And it's very, very important that your teen should there should be an active listening when you're communicating. Now, what do I mean with this? I mean, listen attentively to your teen's perspective without interrupting or abruptly dismissing their feelings just like that. Show apathy, put yourselves in their shoes, and show empathy and validate their emotions. Most times, try to put yourselves in their shoes and try to understand why they do what they do. Now, I'm going to be telling a story with my first daughter. I had this issue with her yesterday, though she's just still a growing child. And around that kind of age of 6, 7, and she was like, she told me, mommy, you know, I think something happened in school. Her friends kind of had issues like that, and one of our friends pushed her on a guy in their school, and like forcefully asking her to give a hug or something to a guy, and it was kind of uncomfortable for her. And when her teacher saw that that was happening, the teacher called them and beat them, so to say, and gave them punishment. And she came back home and she was with her teary eyes, and I got to ask her what actually happened in school. And so she shared it with her younger sister, and her younger sister had to share it with me, telling me, mommy, this is what actually happened. One of her friend tried to push her kind of to go hug a guy and all those kind of a thing, and these were children in just their grade 3 school. And it was like I hearing that, I was not so happy, because this was not how I know that that was not good for their auntie to have, you know, disciplined her. It's not actually so good. So I asked her to, did you? She said yes. Yeah, she kind of like hugged just to make her friends okay and laugh. And I was like, no, this is not what I want to do. This is not what I train you to do. This is not the right way for you to go. And I had to, initially, I was very angry, because that could lead to some silly kind of attitude. And you were sent to the school to learn something properly. From the home, you learned something very good. We pray here. We do everything normal to make sure that we try to live a moral life in its optimum somehow. And this is not good. I've been warning you about this lady as this particular child, your female friend, and I don't like her attitude. I've been telling you to stay away from her. How come you still found yourself in her clique? And you know, all this kind of a thing. So I had to punish her. I asked her to kneel down and raise up her hands for some time. And but I had to do that, because I was very, very angry. I thought so fast from how, and in my imagination, it was so rapid away from all what should have, you know, what happened. She might not understand where I'm talking to. So I had to call myself to order, and I had to ask her what really, really happened. I want to hear from her. Why did she have to do this? And she had to open up that she felt kind of somehow when her friend asked her to do it, she just did it because maybe she don't want her friend to feel bad and all this kind of stuff. So I had to clearly make her understand. I took her to her school with her dad in the morning, and we met with her former mistress, and we complained that we don't like such kind of a relationship for our daughter and friendship she keeps in school, because there are a lot of measures we take as parents to make sure that they are all okay. And her former mistress confirmed that we are trying as parents. And most of these kids learn some of those things from their respective homes. And in school, all they can do is just try to amend the little time that they have and the little time the children spend with them. And I try to understand. I tried to make sure that her friends had changed, and as such, I called her into the car after her teacher has left, and I tried to talk to her and make her understand that I want the very best for her, and I don't want her to start to feel bad because we are calling her out in the school to talk to her, or before her teachers, or before her students. We just want the best for her. We want her to be a great woman tomorrow. We want her to be even more than how mommy is. And as such, I talked to her so deeply and passionately, emotionally, and she understood what I was saying. Initially, she was feeling like, maybe mommy doesn't love me, daddy wants to disgrace me before my mates and all those kind of stuff. But when we called with her and we told her the truth, on how we felt or how we want her to be, she understood, and that was it. She was happy, she was now calm, in a calm state, and she went to class. So most time it is very, very important that we allow our kids to also voice out. Okay, we give them that space to voice out why they did what they did, irrespective of how we felt the ending to be as parent, being that we have, you know, passed through such a stage, we understand the application of consequences. We should, as parent also, practice active listening while attending to disciplinary measures and whatever parental care we are giving to our children. We should also try to be active in listening while they are, you know, expressing their own emotions. And also, another point I could be talking about is setting clear boundaries. Here, you have to establish rules of what, sometimes I talk about the family compass in my YouTube page. I talked about the family compass, and this is how, where I had to elaborate on the fact that every family should have a tradition where everyone comes together to understand clearly what the tradition is. Everybody brings their suggestion. The children understand why dad and mom laid such tradition or tradition in a family. So it is very, very important as a parent when you are given a parental care approach to your children, that you set clear boundaries, establish reasonable rules and boundaries that especially promote some kind of safety for everyone, for the children, respect and responsibility. I normally tell people that it is very, very important in parent that you respect your children. Being bossy around your children most times is not an ideal way of a parental care approach. There are times for you to be bossy as a dad, there are times for you to be bossy as a mom, but there are times for you to understand that you are a dad that has to take nonsense at times, and you are a mom that has to absorb rubbish at times. That is why you are a dad, that's why you're a mom. For myself, I understand being a dad and a mom as a custodian. All right, so when you are a custodian, you are not expected to vent all your anger, vent all you are. You understand that you are stable to someone else, and at the same time, you are doing your bit to make sure that what you are guiding, you are doing your best to make sure it's safe and okay. So I believe in mutual respect. I believe when you respect your children, they have no other option than to respect you also. Even as a tutor, when you respect the children you teach, is even if they are little, okay, they understand my auntie is respecting me, my uncle is respecting me, this tutor is respecting me, I have to respect myself. And when they respect themselves, it's returning to you. So that is how it goes. So explain every reason behind, okay, let me not just put every, explain reasons behind most rules and that you lay and in your boundaries, setting in your traditions in your family, and be consistent in enforcing them. Don't fail. Make sure that you enforce them. Now, the fourth one I'll be talking about is encouraging independence. So when you are taking care of your teen, especially your female teen, support their growing autonomy. Now, you're going to be allowing them to make some decisions at times. You're going to allow them to make some decisions and learn from the experiences that come afterward. Now, all you have to do, as I said, how I understand parents to be as custodians, offer guidance and support them when needed. Okay, sometimes it's good for people to make mistakes because they learn faster from mistakes. People learn faster. Same people learn faster from their mistakes. Okay, so, and now another point is positive reinforcement. Okay, what I mean by positive reinforcement, I mean appraise your teen's achievement. It doesn't matter how small it might look. Yes, sometimes you have to ask them, this is not what I expect of you. How are you coming out with this kind of a score? And when I expect more from you, but I believe you can do better than this. And you praise them at the end. You make them understand that they can do better than this. They have something in them that can make them do better than that. You try to make them understand that you expect more from them because they are more than what you are seeing. Now, by so doing passively, you make them feel entitled, feel driven to bring out more, even if there is nothing there. They have the notion already built by you to make them understand they have more. So why are they compressing it? They want to bring it out. I normally do like that to my kids most times. And maybe when they go to school, the grades they have in their tests, I'm not okay with it. I'll try to praise them for what they've done, the ones who did perfectly. Oh wow, you did perfectly this and that. And I try to make the other one who it was not so good in his her grades, I'll try to, you know, you have a lot, you were doing better than this, so what happened? You were doing more than this, so why did it, you know, become like this? I think you have to change your friends. I think you have to do more than this. You know, all this kind of a thing. And if you can, you know, make me proud more than this next time, what I'm going to get for you is going to be more than this one I'm giving you right now. So it gives them that kind of a notion that you believe in them. It gives them this kind of notion that you were at a point disappointed at what they brought back, but you still found a way because you love them to draw them back and give them things to applaud them, that to give them an applaud that actually they've really done well, but you believe that they have more that they need to give you. So they feel entitled, they feel obligated, they feel indebted to do more, okay, so that you can be happy, so that you can be fulfilled of whatever they're doing. Now, model good behavior. As a parent, most parents don't understand that the first teacher our children look at is us. So now, be a positive role model by discussing healthy habits with your children, communication skills, coping strategies, show respect and kindness towards others. Your children are looking at you. I remember when we were having prayer sessions in the morning. There was one prayer session we had last time, and I was sweating profusely, and the little boy just took up his head and started looking. When I opened my eyes, he was looking directly at everyone's, you know, sweating profusely and praising God and praying like, what's happening, you know, all those kind of a thing. And the next time we're having a prayer session, the boy tried to, you know, do same, move around, pray, move and do the things that we the adults were doing. So it got me amused at that particular time, but I learned that actually we are the first book that our children look at, our children read from. We are the first teachers. Most time you take them to school to drop them there, but at the back end, we are the first teachers our children look at. So if you're a man, know that your son is looking at you. Know that your daughter is looking at you. If you're a woman, know that vice versa is happening likewise. So you don't get carried away by some certain behaviors. And when they start behaving and start speaking as you speak, some kind of words that are not welcoming in the society, you speak them anyhow. You forget that your children are standing behind watching you. And when they start to say such thing later, you start to ask yourself, where is this coming from? So we parents have to take note of that. So I believe in us here. If you want to learn more, you visit the blog, Mom Ziba blog, to learn more. Now, overall, the best parental approach I could tell you for any female teens involves fostering a positive supportive and nurturing relationship. Let your children have trust in you. Let them understand you and you understand them. Respect them no matter how it is, all right? And let them also respect you, while also providing guidance and encouragement to help them navigate the challenges through their adolescence. So thank you for joining me today. I hope you all love this. And if you were spreading relationship kind of talk between a man and a woman, man, and Mom Ziba didn't drop by our health and fitness today, I want you to check by tomorrow, because I'll be having something very beautiful for you that you're gonna learn from. Keep following Mom Ziba on Quora, keep following Mom Ziba on Quora at Mom Ziba Talks, and keep following Mom Ziba at momziba.com. Book your sessions for our one-on-one counseling. Mom Ziba is a friend to many, all right? And also keep sending your loves, your likes, your share this to people, let them learn from. Remember, that's who a sharp follower is. I thank you so much for being there. I'm thanking Fit Sport also. At least this program is really ranking, and I'm grateful to every one of you who listens to this podcast. It wouldn't have been there to this extent if you were not there clicking by to listen to this podcast. Thank you so much. I'm so much encouraged to do better. Thank you so much. Because impact is the number one essence of whatever I'm doing here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, so much, so much for everything you do. All right, till next time, I remember Mom Ziba, your host. Bye now.